What do you get when you combine simplified practice marketing, proven ROI strategy, and Van skate shoes? You get Mark Thackeray, of course. So lace up, grab your green smoothie, and get ready, because this is Dental Marketing Secrets, and this is Mark.
All right, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Dental Marketing Secrets podcast, where we provide actionable tips and tricks that you can take and apply immediately to grow your practice, to serve more patients, and to leave a greater impact, because that is the name of the game, my friends. My name is Mark Thackeray, and as always, I am excited, really very excited today to be here with you. Another fine day here in Salt Lake City. I've got two very special guests with me today. I have Jeff Glauser and Ali Mardanlu from Interstate Specialties. We're going to talk about promotional products, branded products today. Welcome to the show, you guys. How are you?
Oh, we're great. Thanks for having us, brother.
We're doing well. It's good to be here with you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, thanks for taking the time, dude. I'm excited to have this conversation just because we get so many. I get a lot of questions about this, and I know you guys get infinitely more, but you know, people are always wondering about promotional products. How does that fit into marketing? You know, some are wondering if they even still work. And so we'll dive into that here in just a little bit. But why don't you take a minute and give a background about yourselves, how you got into the industry, and yeah, take it from there for a couple of minutes.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, thanks for having us. We've been your number one fans of this podcast since its inception. This invitation is long overdue.
That's true.
So I'm Jeff and my business partner, Ali, here. We run and operate Interstate Specialties. We do promotional marketing supplies, branded gear. We specialize in the dental world specifically, so we feel like we have a really good grasp on what dentists, endodontists, orthodontists, et cetera.
Yeah, a lot of people know you guys already, so I'm sure a lot of the listeners are already familiar with you guys, which is awesome because you guys do great work.
Yeah. Yeah, so Interstate Specialties has been around for over 30 years, and we feel like we're at home in the dental world, so we're happy to be a part of this podcast.
Yeah, Mark, it's great to be here. We're born and raised here in Salt Lake City. Jeff and I met in junior high, and it's kind of leads into, you know, interestingly enough, leads kind of into my first experience into customized item. And it's where I made the basketball team in junior high at Olympus Junior High Bulldogs. And I can remember two parts about that tie specifically. And the first one is that the bottom of the tie was a bulldog, our school mascot.
So this was a tie that you'd wear for game day?
Yeah, for game day, And then on the back of the tie, on the tie itself, there was also a basketball player shooting a jump shot. Mm. But on the back of the jump, you know, of the jersey of the person who's shooting the jump shot, it had my last name, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then it also had my number as well on that jersey. And so from there, you know, it kind of just made it really special. And 20 years later, it's something that I have to this day, but it's something that's kind of been, customizing things is actually really cool. And so that's why you're, you know, pretty excited about the business itself.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hear you still wear that every Sunday. Is that right? That same tie?
Every Sunday. Yeah.
Every Sunday, every wedding reception.
That's the tie.
Casual breakfasts, you name it.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Oh, the Bulldogs, man. What a great school. Also attended the Olympus Junior High Bulldogs. Also played on the basketball team. I chose the shortest shorts that I could find in honor of John Stockton, the great legend. So many good memories at that school. So we go way back, but I think that's a great segue into branded products. Okay. So just what people, you know, that experience that people can have with those, you know, and I think a lot of times though, you know, when businesses, practices, especially are looking into branded products, you know, there's kind of this feeling among some people that, well, they're just kind of this question really that do branded products even still work? You know, I mean, and so let's start there because I know a lot of people have that question or they thought about it or, you know, that. So what, Jeff, what would you say to that? Do branded products still work?
So I think there's two parts to the question. Number one is, do branded products work? And then you're saying, do they still work? In my mind, that implies in general, do they work? And are they working post COVID? Right?
Yeah, right.
So the answer is most definitely promotional products work. Whatever your goal is, if you want to increase patient education, if you want to maintain referrals, if you want to increase loyalty and patient retention, it'll cover whatever your focus is. 60%, there's actually been a study done that 60% of patients have a more favorable impression of their dentist after receiving a promotional product. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's so simple. Think about a lip balm that you might give out. Say, hey, thanks for coming in today. Here's a little lip balm on your way. And you've increased or you've made better their experience.
Right.
That's a total win. Something that costs you less than a dollar leaves somebody feeling all warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah. So
and especially during COVID, when people are a little bit uncertain, they're a little nervous to be going back to the dentist, you give them one little gift that makes their experience that much better and pushes it over the top.
Yeah.
I don't think any dentist is going to tell you, oh, our service is terrible, so we have to give out promotional supplies to make up for it. Right.
Right.
Every dentist thinks that they're going to win over their patients with their service and their charm. Right. Mm-hmm. But ultimately you've got to do something to even push it one step further. So,
well, that's such a simple thing too. I mean, like you said, it could be just, you know, a lip balm. That's not, like you said, it's less than a dollar, you know, but it engages this law of reciprocity. You know, I've got this book, actually I should grab it. I'm in my home office and I've got, I can't see it, but it's a book called Influence. Maybe it's right here. It's really cool. It's called The Psychology of Persuasion. It's called Influence by Dr. Robert Cialdini. And in it, he talks about there's these six different influencers or laws of influence, you know, and one of them is this law of reciprocity. And he goes deep into it. And he showed that, I mean, he did a number of different tests on this, but just like you were saying, Jeff, I mean, even a simple act of giving away a lip balm will endear patients to you. You know, he did a study where he had waiters and servers give just an extra mint, you know, like give them a mint, you know, which is commonplace for some places, but just that mere act of providing something for free without, you know, any sort of expectation of that beforehand increased tip amount by like 40%. You know, I mean, like a tiny mint that was like cents, pennies on the dollar, you know, but just how we feel that way with a lot of people, right? I mean, if you get invited to a party, you kind of feel this obligation of sorts to invite someone else back to that another party if you're having it, right?
Yeah, definitely. And Mark, like one of the things that I think of, you know, is that no matter what the patient's experience has been while they have been there, let's say something didn't go right, you know, with the front office staff or something didn't go right during their procedure. The last experience that they've had is a positive one by them giving a product out to them, whatever that is. So if it's that lip balm, they're coming away feeling, you know what, I had a great experience despite whatever happened prior to that. And I think that's really important in making and having a good experience for your patients.
Yeah.
Definitely. And a lot of our practices that we work with, they give out new patient gifts as well. Something that they'll spend a little bit more on, a $10 umbrella or a tumbler, something a little bit more substantial, just to say, hey, we value you. Mm-hmm. Here's a gift. And the doctor's going to make that back infinite times over over the years, right? It's so simple, yet so crucial. And as a side plug as well, those mints, we can do those mints too.
As long as you send me some, then we'll keep that in the recording. No, that's cool. But yeah, I mean, I love that. Ali, I love what you said, just that last experience, making that a good last experience, you know, because a lot of times that's, you know, for a lot of patients, unfortunately, that can be a very rushed experience where, okay, the work's been done. They're not in the chair anymore. They're checking out and they just want to be out the door, you know? And so if you can flip the script a little bit and give them, say, hey, we have this gift for you. And you just, you know, even using the right words, we have a gift for you, you know, even though it's just a little lip balm, can go very far with someone, you know, recognizing that, hey, they didn't have to do this, but they are, you know, because they really do care about me. I'm not just a number, you know? So that's a great example there. But let me ask this question of you guys too. So how long This is a question that I hear a lot too, is, well, I get branded products, but I don't know. I feel like people just toss them away. So how long do they really stick around? How long do these last, or do people hold on to these?
Mark, that's a great question. And there's been studies on this, right? A lot of people think that promotional marketing is just throwing stuff out there and hoping that it sticks, but there have been legitimate marketing studies on these types of things. And it's found that people hold on to a promotional gift, whether a lip balm or a tumbler or an umbrella, for an average of 7 months.
Wow.
So you figure that works perfectly in the dental world, especially when you're wanting to reschedule people to come back in every 6-7 months, right?
Yeah.
It's perfect timing. And we've got a client who did backpacks, mm-hmm. and they put their logo on them, and they did it for a special event 5-6 years ago. And people still wear that backpack when they get together in their group. And
that's cool.
That client has actually seen them just around town. He said he was walking down the street and saw someone wearing his backpack and thought, oh yeah, that's cool. My name is still out being walked around as a backpack 6 years later, you know?
That's incredible. Yeah. That's incredible. I mean, you think about too, like, what other marketing sticks for that long? You know, I mean, you think of, so I do a lot of Facebook ads and things of that, digital marketing, and that stuff's ephemeral. I mean, that just goes up in smoke after a day.
Half a second.
Right? Yeah, I know. And so, yeah, you can search, go back to their page and search like organic posts for indefinitely, but there's not very many people that actually do, you know? So yeah, you think about it in terms of stickiness, you know, and just how long things stick around in marketing. That's a great way to look at it. Look at a branded products that way. Sorry, Ali, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say that not only do they hold on to them for 7 months, but there's also a study that shows that 60% of promotional items get passed on to someone else. Hmm. For example, we've got a client up in Boise, Idaho, and the front office staff was talking to a mom, and the mom said that she likes to take extra lip balms for her friends and family.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not only giving something, you know, the mom takes something, but then she is giving it out as kind of a referral saying, hey, come on into this place. You know, they'll treat you right and they'll treat you well.
Yeah. And what an easy way to do that too. You know, I mean, I think some people might be hesitant. Well, I don't want to give all these free lip balm away, you know, but you got to broaden your mindset on that. You know, I mean, here you have someone who's already a patient, who already trusts you and has had a good experience and is willing to be your advocate, you know, as they go out in the world and promote your practice. Like, who wouldn't want that? You know, who wouldn't give them 20 different lip balm, you know, just go out there.
Right.
You got to look at it through that lens, you know, and I think some people
fail. It's like network marketing without the awkward pyramid scheme and the like shady meetings that they want you to go to.
Yeah, right. Oh, for sure. For sure. But I think that's such a good example that they do get passed on, you know, and I think any of our listeners could think about, if you just go through mentally, walk through your house and pull out the drawers and things like that, you're going to find so many things that you've held on to, and some of which have been around for, I don't know, 10 years. You know, Ali's talking about his tie he's had since junior high, you know, I mean, that's the power of some of this stuff. Right. And not all of it sticks around. I mean, we're not saying that everything that will stick around, but some of it can stay for a very long time. So we've talked about, answer some of those questions, but let's switch gears a little bit. So from you hear these terms a lot in marketing when you're talking to people or you're talking to someone in marketing, like an agency or things of that nature, you're going to hear top of mind awareness. Like that's a big deal to people, and branding and that sort of thing. Like those, the idea of, and you kind of, Jeff, you kind of touched on this initially too, in the intro, but it's more than just new patients. You know, I mean, I think what's cool about promotional products and branded products is that it has this ability to retain a lot of your patients, to reinforce that relationship. So talk to us a little bit about top of mind awareness and how promotional products fit into that equation.
Yeah, definitely. So referring back to other studies as well, that promotional products have a 50% greater recall than standard major media. So, I mean, like you said, Mark, people keep things for 10 years, 20 years, and you can pretty well identify who gave you what product. My wife and I have an apple corer in our kitchen utility drawer. Right. And I know exactly which doctor gave that to us. So the recall on that is incredible. I can remember which doctor's name is on that Apple Core right now without even thinking about it. But I'm not sure what radio or TV ad I heard the other day about a dental office offering free exams for new patients.
Yeah. Well, and it's cool because it gives you a very easy way to differentiate yourself from your competition. You know, I mean, no, you're not just touting the exact same things, whether it's coming for a clean, a special on a cleaning or any of that sort of thing, whether it's a radio ad, whether it's a digital Facebook ad or anything like that. But now it's something tangible. And so they hold it, they grasp it, and it engages more of the senses. And as a result, it leaves a greater impression on people. You know, I've done some studies on just physical contact and just how that affects us physiologically. And it's really fascinating because it leaves such a greater mark on us. You know, we have that, like Jeff was saying, you know, I mean, the ability to recall that is so much more effective. That's why people that write, you know, actual writing on a notepad with a pen as opposed to typing it on a laptop typically retain that information to a much greater degree. You know, it's because the interaction that happens with the senses. So really, really cool stuff there.
And Mark, you were kind of talking a little bit about kind of, you know, going through your home and what's there. And I kind of think of, you almost have to really take the time and step back a little bit and say, okay, what's on my refrigerator? What magnet or clip is on there?
Yeah.
You go to the pencil drawer, pen drawer, and you pull that out and you realize that there's so many different pens, you know, that you have, where you go to your garage and there's the Frisbee that has the logo of the high school. And so when you begin to look at all the things where we constantly have these businesses in our mind, and we do begin to think about them more than we probably think that we do, you know, I think of my wife and her purse, if there's hand sanitizer in there and they, you know, and she gets that from an office or something, how many times does she look at that or see that? It's pretty incredible. And so another study said that 35% of patients refer to promotional products for contact info. Yeah. And so you think of how often we are just in our homes, you know, and you're seeing names and phone numbers and brands, you know, it's no wonder why we refer to them that way.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just, it's really pretty cool. Yeah. When you think about it like that, Ali, I mean, just we're using this, as a reference point, using it in so many different ways, really. I mean, you're using the product. Yeah. Whether it's lip balm, you're pulling it out and putting some lip balm on, slapping some lip balm on. But you see that subconsciously, you know, I mean, you're not stopping to read every single time the name of the practice, the ingredients and all that stuff, but deep down you're absorbing that every single time, you know? And so it has that ability to retain that, top of mind awareness, you know, which is so cool. You know, I mean, it's something that really doesn't get talked about enough. I know it can be a buzzword sometimes, but I think when you think of it in terms of kind of putting a fence around your patient base, you know, because we all know the competition that's going on right now in the dental industry is fierce. Like, and it has always been that way. I mean, it's super intense, and they're always, your competitors are always trying to win away your patients. And so you think of this as an extra, I don't know, an extra tool in your toolbox to make sure that those patients are, they're loyal to you. You know, they don't even think about the dentist down the road. So very, very powerful stuff there. So let's, give us some more examples. So tell me some other things that you've been using. You mentioned Apple Core. What are some other things that people should be considering when thinking about branded products?
One item that's been particularly popular lately is custom branded face masks, you know, 2-ply, 3-ply cotton washable reusable masks. We had a dentist down in Texas who ordered some for her practice that said, "I'm smiling under here, thanks to the office of Dr. Jones."
Yeah.
And it's basically like a walking billboard around her town where everybody knows, oh, there's someone who saw Dr. Jones. Oh, there's somebody else who saw Dr. Jones. It's just a beautiful thing. And she's really, really enjoyed those. So face masks are really hot right now.
Well, and that's cool too, because it's kind of going back to that other example we talked about, but just, You know, I mean, the social proof that's built into that, you know, I mean, people wearing something that has your practice or using something that has your practice, other people see that. And that they, you know, deep down, they recognize that that person trusts them enough to go there. You know, I mean, I don't think they'd be using this, holding this product if they didn't like that practice, you know, and so that it really just extends a level of trust to other people. You know, it makes it so, because we're always looking, you know, that's actually another one of the things in that book I was telling you about, the influence book, is we look for what other people are doing. You know, I mean, we always look at that, you know, so if we see someone that's doing that, we think, oh man, maybe I should be doing that too. You know, I mean, you kind of have that conversation, but it allows us to kind of facilitates that next step for someone to go and look into another practice, for example. So yeah, super cool. Super cool. So what else, you guys? So you mentioned the Allie, what else have you guys been seeing a lot of?
So to kind of go along with that, like other PPE items would be hand sanitizer, kind of mentioned a little bit about that. Antibacterial wipes seem to be really popular. And then kind of the old reliables, bags and tumblers are also really popular right now. It just seems like people really enjoy those items.
Yeah. And I guess apparel in general has always been pretty popular as well. Kind of what we've already discussed, but again, it's just this, you know, it's an opportunity to promote your practice or have other people promote it, as they walk around and go around, which is so cool. And I still can't get over it. I mean, that's such an easy way to do that. And I love what that example you guys just shared too, about the face masks, because it takes something that's, you know, pretty standard, right? And then adds kind of a subtle tweak to it so that it's makes it unique. You know, she didn't just hand out the normal face masks that you can get anywhere, but she customized it so that it then was, you know, it still is a benefit to her, but it was still a benefit to the patients, you know, I mean, where they were getting these masks, she was just handing them out. So yeah, I think that's one thing maybe we could talk about in a little bit, but is just how to maybe approach some of these things to make them stand out a little bit more. But yeah, is there anything else you guys would add in terms of what's been really popular recently?
One thing that's really come back up to the forefront is bottled water and water bottles. I think people are done with the water coolers at the office with disposable cups and whatnot. Everyone's a little nervous to touch those. So we're seeing people give out a bottled water, you know, your standard 16-ounce bottled water with their logo on it. And that's part of the experience, creating like a nice spa-like experience at the dentist's office, or giving them a bottle that they can use on their own and carry around with them. So yeah, those are quite a big comeback.
Yeah. And that's a cool thing too. I mean, you think about touching back on the experience, they come into your office and it's bottled water that has your logo on it, that looks really clean and nice. And it's not just the Kirkland brand of water, bottled water, you know, I mean, it's about creating that unique experience the whole way through. You know, all these are great details. Let's see. Cool. Anything else that you guys would add to that?
I think, you know, one of the things that we're noticing is that a lot of the offices, they don't know how often the patients are going to be in their office.
Yeah.
So a great one that we're seeing is a lot of times people love to give calendars to their patients. Mm-hmm. Whether that's a planner or some sort of calendar. And that way they know, I mean, I know that a lot of people use electronic calendars, but there's a lot of people who love to handwrite something down on a calendar, to have something right there in their, you know, their kitchen that they can write down. And to have that right there in your kitchen is pretty, it's a pretty powerful thing that they'll use every day. So calendars are also, you know, really popular. And to touch a little bit on your on the apparel, we're seeing a lot of teams enjoy apparel items, whether that's, you know, it creates some sort of a, you know, camaraderie within the office of, hey, we've got our, you know, our scrubs on that are the same, or we've got this on that, you know, whatever it is that has a logo on it. It just makes it feel like, you know, we're a little bit special here and that we've got something to contribute as a team. You know, we have something that we're going to accomplish today.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree with that, Allie. That's such a great point. And I've seen some companies really do this well. You know, I've seen some that will, you know, they'll take their apparel, and they'll just do a big, you know, big fat logo on it, which is great. I mean, it's definitely a good step in the right direction. But I've seen some take it kind of the next level where they each actually spring and fall. They create like a new line of the internal, like company apparel, you know, and it's like graphic tees and everything like that. And it's like, you know, you get people that I remember walking through, their building and seeing it, cause it's all on display right at the entrance of this building. It's a tech company, and man, it's so cool because every time you come in there, it's new, you know, and people are always like, oh man, that is awesome. Like they're always kind of vying for this next shirt or next hat or next hoodie or whatever it is, you know, and it's changed. Like the image has changed. It's not the same thing over and over and over, you know? And so, yeah, it's cool. It's a great way to do that, to get, like you said, Allie, where you're really uniting everyone, helping them feel like they're a part of something bigger than just themselves. But also, you know, again, going back to that, it's the walking billboard, you know, I mean, you get to share that with everyone that you come in contact with, which sparks conversations and, you know, talking about your work, talking about what you do there and all that, and inevitably can lead to new patients. Cause I know our practices, I've been talking a lot with a lot of practice managers. I mean, you know, their employees are one of the biggest referral sources they have, you know, is because they're out there talking with people and talking about work and everything like that. And then people naturally have questions, and all it takes is a simple invitation to come schedule an appointment, you know, and then there's a new patient right there. So yeah, the apparel is a big one. Are you guys seeing a lot of like hats and things like that? Are people doing many of those?
Always. Hats, t-shirts, hoodies, as we get into the cooler season, of course, very, very popular. And in fact, we had a dentist down in Arizona who was a little hesitant to do some t-shirts. He literally said to me, I feel like if I give out a shirt, somebody's just going to wear it on a Saturday while they're mowing their lawn. And he said, but I'm going to give it a go anyway, just test it out and see. He gave him out, and then he saw one of his own shirts at the Home Depot a few weeks later and thought, oh, okay. So even if somebody's just wearing it on Saturday, like it's going to get to Home Depot. Right. See it. So
yeah, that's what a cool story. Yeah, no, it's true. You know, you see them everywhere. That's actually, so in high school, my friends and I, we did a little apparel company, you know, we made our silk screened our own shirts and hats. We learned how to crochet and hand knit beanies and stuff like that. And we'd sell them to friends and then some skate shops and stuff around the state. But yeah, I remember seeing that. I mean, you'd pass out these shirts and like hope that they wouldn't just go in the trash, and then you'd see people, and you know, it'd start out with just people you know, but then eventually you'd see people you'd never met, or you'd see someone. Remember, we were like out of state and on a trip and had all these, a couple of people wearing our stuff, and we're like, what the, you know, I mean, it's just, it's really cool when you see the reach that these can have, you know, I mean, they can really grow legs and go quite the distance for you, which is super cool. So yeah, what would you guys recommend in terms of, so, cause a lot of people are, well, you know, they're wondering how to do this, you know, and how to make it effective, you know, because they know, they recognize that there are a lot of practices that give out pens or that give out, you know, some lip balm or this or that. So what are some ways that you've seen to make it unique, you know, to really kind of stand out so that it appears as something more than just a giveaway pen or something?
You're not the first person to ask that question. It seems like we get a lot of, you know, hygienists calling us, office managers, dentists calling us on that. And it really is dependent upon and tailored to them and what they need. So a lot of the questions that we would probably ask would be questions like, who are you trying to reach? What is your target audience? We begin to understand and analyze who they're trying to reach. And then that allows us to begin to funnel down and kind of taper off on who they're trying to target. And so we can give recommendations. So for example, if they are saying, hey, you know, we have a company party, we're trying to do a pizza party, what are some ideas that we might do for something like that? We may say, well, you know, have you considered pizza cutters? So, or something that draws to make that event more memorable so that they can remember, oh, I not only had pizza at the company party or whatever, but I also got this pizza cutter that's now in my drawer at my home. And so I think the thought is it really is tailored to whatever they're needing. And if you don't have, if you feel like you don't know what to do, reach out to us and we'd be happy to help you narrow those down and kind of get some ideas going for you.
Yeah. I love that one. You know, that's a great example where it's something useful, but it also connects it back to that experience that they had, you know, which is really what you're trying to do, you know, is to tie it back into how they felt or how you made them feel when they were working with you, you know, whether that's in the office or whether that was at an event or whether it's something else, but such a powerful way to do that. That's awesome. Any other recommendations or any other suggestions?
I would just say that offices shouldn't be scared to try something cool and contemporary, you know, try something fun. I think oftentimes we fall in the mode of here's our graphic, here's our logo,
right?
This is what we want. And you know what, why not try doing it in neon pink instead of your standard blue that you've been doing, or why not try X, Y, and Z, something that'll catch their eye.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with giving it a whirl. Everyone's going to still take whatever it is anyway.
Yeah, I know. And that's a great tip, Jeff. I think, yeah, I don't think you can really go wrong with that. You know, because you're going to try out some new things. And actually going back to that example of the tech company that changes their stuff so often, you know, their apparel, at least their internal apparel. I mean, imagine if you did that for your lip balm, like every time it was something different, you know, so every 6 months, it was a different design, or maybe and it could be a cool way to really connect with like an artist in the community and say, hey, we'd love to feature your artwork on our chapstick, you know? And so you're getting a greater reach that way, but you're also having a very unique design that no one else has. And you could make it, I mean, you could go crazy with this and make it like a collector's item and or like collect the set, you know? I mean, or I was thinking too, I mean, you could do some really cool things. So say you have, like here in Utah, we have, two big rivals, you know, the University of Utah, Brigham Young University. And imagine if you were, you know, for one or the other, and maybe you did some that were for the University of Utah or for BYU, or maybe one that combines both or something like that. Just to play, all in good fun, of course. You wouldn't want to rile up any patients, but I think you get the gist is really be kind of playful with it. You know, I mean, I know we've had some clients do some, you know, more contemporary, like you were saying, Jeff, where they're bright, they're poppy, different colors, just the patterns. We did one, It was pretty cool. It was specifically for an event, that they were working with one of the employers in the community. And it was the Guitar Center, you know, this big, you know, brand, national brand that's called Guitar Center, at least out here at the West. And so they had this lip balm that had the design of like kind of a rock star, like the rock, you know, icon, little emoji, and just made it like really in tune with the theme of what we were doing, you know, kind of going back to what Allie was saying, where you're tying it back to that event, and really personalizing it to the recipient, you know, in this case was a new employer that we're trying to build a relationship with. But that's a great idea, you know, something like that. It doesn't take much. Yeah. It's going to take, you know, a little creative thought and have someone work it up for you. But a lot of these things you can actually get done. I know you guys probably do these all the time, and do artwork for people like that. But yeah, really, I think pretty easy ways to differentiate the normal, just logo branded product, you know, and make it to something even more special.
Okay, yeah, we had an interesting scenario where we have a dentist client who, he's good friends with one of the producers of Napoleon Dynamite, the movie from 10 years ago. And somehow he got like a written letter of authorization to use the Napoleon Dynamite like image on his lip balms. And if you go to this dentist's office, you'll get a lip balm that has Napoleon Dynamite on it. And it says something like, my lips are chapped, Napoleon.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And people just love to give that out by the handfuls.
I mean, oh man, that is so cool. I might, you have to tell me where that is. I might just go up there just so I can get one of those.
Yeah.
That is awesome. But yeah, I mean, it's that same idea. And actually for them, it's a win-win, you know, I mean, because they're getting all this additional exposure. People are remembering, oh man, I haven't seen Napoleon forever. I should go watch that. Or someone who's never seen it, it's like, okay, it's probably time that I finally watch this video, you know, so they're getting extra publicity that way. So that's so cool. What a great
idea. Yeah, that office is pretty cool. On their pens as well, they write, this pen was stolen from the office of Dr. John Jones, you know.
It's a great idea.
So they, you know, yeah. They, and the funny
thing, infuse it with personality, you know. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest challenges that I see, or biggest obstacles when people are trying to market their practice, is that they're just too sterile, they're too boring. You know, I mean, you gotta inject some personality in there, showcase who you are and some of your interests, and that's a great way to do that. Yeah, this pen was stolen from Dr. Jones. I love that.
Yeah.
That was cool. So, okay, well, we're kind of coming up against it, but I got a couple of questions. Well, one last question, and then we'll finish up. But so tell me, what is there a certain circumstance, you know, that people should really consider using promotional products? I mean, we've mentioned some things, some giveaways. As people come into the office, you mentioned even new patient gifts. But are there certain circumstances or situations where you're like, man, this is a must?
Mark, we would say always.
Yeah.
You know, the old saying, never show up to a party empty-handed, is flipped, that a patient should never leave your practice empty-handed.
True. Yeah.
It's just an absolute must that you should give promotional items away. That's what we would recommend. And that's what we've seen a lot of success, you know, by people giving it away. And it's hard sometimes because you don't know the return on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's something where people come back, and over time they'll say, boy, that I love this lip balm. I love this flavor. I love those shirts. I love the, you know, whatever it is, you'll begin to hear it in what they tell you. You'll hear the response from the patients.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. I know I think that's one of the challenges too, is yeah, that there's not, it's hard to directly tie an ROI to it. But it's one of those things that also that it is universally effective, you know, for the most part. Like it helps, because if nothing else, even if they don't, you know, end up wearing the shirt or whatever, I mean, you still gave them that gift, you know, I mean, that act, that service, if you will, I mean, that stuff stays, you know? And so it doesn't matter if they don't use the gift. I mean, it was still the gesture that counts, you know, and they're going to remember that. So yeah, very, very cool. Jeff, would you add anything to that?
Yeah, I would say you can do it seasonally as well. We've got quite a few practices across the country that they'll order a different item based on the season. So coming up on winter, they'll order ice scrapers. Coming up on spring, they'll order umbrellas, knowing that it's going to rain. Coming up on summer, they'll give out t-shirts. And then when they circle back around to fall, they're giving out frisbees, whatever it is. Seasonally, they give something every time. So, you know, if they have a patient for 10, 20 years, he's probably got a pretty awesome collector's set.
Yeah.
Of his dentist swag. So, yeah, think about it seasonally as well.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. And I know some will look at it too. Okay. Well, I'm going to be working with a local school, for example, you know, I'd love to do something for them. And so it could be in line with that age group, or in line with the, you know, the teachers of that particular organization, or, yeah, like I mentioned before, an employer in the area, you know? And so, yeah, think of it in those terms, but those are great suggestions, you guys. Okay. Well, yeah, I think we're about up to, but I wanted to have people, if people are interested in getting in touch with you guys to learn more about what you guys do at Interstate Specialties, what is the best way to get in touch with you, Allie, or with you guys, Jeff? What would you say?
Yeah, Mark, the best way is probably just our website, interstatespecialties.net. One of the things that we'd love to do for all the listeners is that we'd love to do an analysis on all promotional items, an analysis on their business and what they're doing for promotional items. And if they do that, we'd love to do a free order of lip balm for them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So awesome. So you're saying that you'll kind of do an audit essentially of what they're currently doing, their promotional efforts, and then offer recommendations. Is that kind of what that looks like?
Yeah, 100%. We recognize that it's really easy to just jump online and order some pens, you know. But yes. Do you know if you're getting the best pen, the best bang for your buck? And we'll come in and look through it personally for you to see if you're getting the best bang for your buck, or if you can shave some marketing dollars off, put some money back in your own pocket. And anybody that takes us up on that, we'll give them a free order of lip balm as well.
So cool. That is awesome. That is awesome, you guys. Well, thanks for doing that there. I know we'll probably have some people take you up on that. That was killer.
Mark, we're pulling out all the stops for you. And for you.
I just want a Napoleon Dynamite lip balm. So that's what you mean. You had me in Napoleon. So, well, cool, you guys. Well, thanks again for hopping on. We'll have to have you back. I know it was long overdue, that's for sure. But we'll have to have you back. Maybe closer to the holidays, we'll get some holiday tips for ordering on, you know, promotional items for the Christmas season. So, but
yeah, for sure.
Mark, thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate you.
You bet. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Did you enjoy this episode of the Dental Marketing Secrets Podcast? Head on over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And for more proven marketing strategies to grow your practice, visit practicerocket.net.